We do not!
Ayark paused. Wait, she said, considering. She faced the driver.
You took this thing from the Smiling One's farm? The human war leader from the oasis and the gorge?
The driver shrank in his seat. The memory of the massacre was still fresh.
No! You told us to stay away from his lands. This was in a different place.
Well, at least they listened to one thing,
Ayark thought. Her reconnaissance had given her a sense of what territory the Smiling One considered his. Taking something belonging to him might bring his forces out on another hunt. Ayark never shrank from battle, but the others would not be ready for that meeting. It was best avoided. Sounds came from within the rock formation. Ayark turned to see children peeking down, curious about the new arrivals. Others would see the giant device too, if they left it near the entrance to the rift. Ayark pointed her Gaderfi and grunted a command.
The thing will fit in the cave beneath the overhang. Carry it up there, and try not to break it.
The young warriors looked at one another, puzzled at the reversal. Ayark's next yell put them into motion. Ayark watched it go past and calculated. She wasn't sure what they would do with it, if anything. But circumstances were dire, and even an object that had no meaning to the Tuskens might become important in the clash against the settlers. It only took a pebble to cause a sore.
Chapter 26.
Give me the bad news, Orin said, squinting upward from beneath his farmer's hat. Vika shimmied down the scaffold.
87 milliliters.
That's it?
Orin was stunned. A human on Tatooine could sweat more in 5 minutes.
The settings have got to be wrong.
The young woman mopped her brow angrily and glared at her father.
You want to go up and see?
Orin didn't. It had been like this everywhere in the Eastern Range. The Galt Sweetwater formula had been producing fine at the test towers just a month earlier. Now, it was programmed into all the Praetormans during what normally was the most productive time of the year. And the sky seemed to have given up on them.
Diagnostic?
Not gonna say anything different today than it did yesterday, Vika said.
She wiped her hands on her work pants.
Dad, we've got to do something else.
What? Orin didn't know. It wasn't normal, this performance. It went against everything he knew about the art and the science. Nothing in the atmosphere had changed. Everything was well within expected parameters. Yet each of his 10,000 credit machines was turning out pedestrian water, half a glass at a time. Some farmers simply lost the knack. He couldn't believe that was the answer. Everything happened for a reason, but it was almost as if the Tuskens' damaging of old number one a couple of weeks earlier had killed the recipe everywhere. There was no connection, of course. The machines were discrete entities, each adjusted by hand. Yet the vaporators acted as if the magic was gone. Vika scaled the tower again, preparing to close the maintenance doors set high above the reach of sand people or wildlife. Clinging to the side, she called out,
"Someone's coming!"
While Olbrecht's old repulsor truck puttered across the horizon from the direction of the oasis, Orin recognized it instantly, as did his son working nearby. Mullen saw his father straightening his shirt.
"Don't tell me you're going to try again."
"A farmer lives on hope,"
Orin said, waving his hat at the traveler. Olbrecht's vehicle slowed to a stop near the crew. The old man squinted out the window.
"Oh," he said, recognizing Orin. "It's you."
Orin smiled. "Who else would it be on my own land, you imbecile?"
"You're leaving early, Wile.
Orin stepped to the door. Finally tell everyone how you saved the claim from the raging horde?
That's not it,
Ulbrich said.
Got a call. Some blasted Sandies stole one of my new towers before we even put it up.
Ulbrich launched into a rant about Tuskens, Jawas, and incompetence everywhere. Orin didn't try to hide his own amusement as he waited for a pause.
Sorry to hear that,
he finally interjected. Anyone hurt?
Just my pocket.
Ulbrich pounded his fist against the dashboard.
What in the suns would Tuskens want with a vaporator anyway?
Orin had no idea. He'd never heard of such a theft before. Some vaporators were not much taller than a human, but his Praetormans and Ulbrich's new industrial machines were gargantuan. For the Tuskens to have stolen one, Ulbrich's vaunted security personnel must have fled their hauler and left the motor running. The crisis was ready-made.
Maybe time to sack some people and go with proven professionals,
Orin said.
Don't start that again.
Ulbrich glared down at Orin.
You can't even protect the claim. How are you going to protect my place?
He turned and spat into a cup he kept handy.
Pesty Sandies, wasting time, costing money.
Orin was undeterred.
Well, let's see a while. Since the Tuskens attacked the Oasis and we answered,
nobody's seen Plug Eye or any other Sand People. But you just got attacked. And yours is the biggest patch that isn't protected by the settlers' call.
What are you saying?
Angered, Ulbrich stopped his engine, causing the repulsor truck to settle on the sand with a thump.